From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. The East Coast of the United States and Florida's Gulf Coast in particular are preparing for Hurricane Hermine to make landfall later today, the first hurricane to hit the state in 11 years. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We're going to have storm surge, wind, rain. We're going to have flooding. All of this together and parts of it in, by itself are life-threatening. We have significant risk for tornadoes in central and north Florida.
The other concern, mosquitoes.
With regard to Zika, we've got to be very diligent as soon as the storm's over and we can safely get rid of standing water.
Florida has found the Zika virus in three groups of mosquitoes in Miami, the first time this has happened in the continental U.S. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded Thursday at Cape Canaveral, Florida. The rocket was preparing for a test firing in advance of Saturday's planned launch of an Israeli-made communications satellite that was going to provide internet for parts of sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. There were no injuries, but the rocket and satellite were destroyed. Georgetown University, a prominent Jesuit school in Washington, D.C., has announced plans to atone for the historical role it played in America's institutionalized system of slavery, including the sale of 272 slaves of African descent. University President John DeGoya announced a series of recommendations Thursday, including giving preferential status to descendants of slaves. The university also plans to issue a formal apology and build a memorial to the slaves who labored for the university, including those who were sold. You're listening to VOA News.